You know, we've had a huge number of mergers in the hospital industry over the past, I've got 1,600 almost in 20 years. I don't know what the count is. We go back 30, but it's a lot, right? And you could cite examples like, you know, locally or regionally, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure people would know about those things. What do we have to show for it? Healthcare costs are really high. Hospital prices are really high. Do we have better quality of care? No. Do we have lower costs? No. Do we have better service? Right. Service and healthcare, those are contradiction in terms, right? Do we have more responsiveness to patients and their families? Do we have better access to care for everyone in our communities? The answer is no, 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 no. Do we get more charity care for the least fortunate among us? No. What's happened? Prices have gone up. Spending has gone up. Wages are stagnant. This is what's happening, right? American workers are taking it on the chin. And again, like you said, we don't see this directly because, you know, this is the thing that gets all of our shorts in the knot. You pull up at the gas station and you look at the price of a gallon of gas and you see it, right? And then, you know, we all get excited like, oh my gosh, you know, gasoline has gotten so expensive. People worry about, you know, how they're going to be able to afford to fill up their car to get them to back and forth to work or whatever. We can see that. This we don't see, so it's kind of insidious, right? I mean, people know, obviously, that their pay hasn't really gone up. I mean, a lot of people are struggling, but it's not obvious why. And, you know, why would it be, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not somebody who has been looking at this stuff for a long time, you know, how would you know the